the rest of the story. Young Henry Lewis just knew that his career in baseball was over. Of course, he wasn't that good a player to begin with. He was such a poor athlete when he was growing up that the neighborhood children kept him out of their baseball games. I want to run that by once more. He was such a poor athlete when he was growing up as a boy, the neighborhood children kept him out of their baseball games. He was big, but he was slow. And he was so ball shy that the other youngsters called him Chicken Heart. I believe that Henry was sorry now that he had aspired to something in which he was apparently so naturally untalented that he had ignored the baseball managers who had declared this, that he had doggedly, clumsily clawed his way up through the semi-pros and into the minor league Hartford, Connecticut club, where he was presently playing and failing. In fact, things looked so hopeless for Henry that he went out with some of the other ballplayers one evening and did something that was really against his principles and against his nature. Henry started drinking. And he woke up the next morning with a major league hangover. Far as anyone remembers, the booze he'd had the night before was the first he'd ever had. Somehow Henry found his way to the ballpark that day. Somehow he made it to the plate with a bat in his hand. And somehow, in that queasy, headachy haze, something wonderful happened, a home run. I mean, Henry, his brain still throbbing from Prohibition gin, sent that ball all the way out of the park. And that was a forecast of things to come. For the rest of the afternoon, doubles, triples, more home runs. And this was a basically ball-shy batter. This was Chicken Heart, who hadn't hit one out of the infield in months. And that same young man who had been called the world's clumsiest first baseman, he, Henry, was now suddenly playing his position with effortless grace. That night, Henry went out and bought a quart of Prohibition hooch. And that left him hungover. Henry hated the taste, but he drank the stuff anyway. Every awful bitter drop. Because he then truly believed that not only was he rescuing his undistinguished baseball career, but perhaps even creating a distinguished one. Well, Henry started playing baseball as never before. Brilliantly. He even began carrying little medicine bottles filled with gin in case he should ever sober up on the field. But no chance. For 2 weeks of glowing baseball performances, Henry was glowing. He was bombed. And yes, the team's manager, Pat O'Connor, did notice Henry nipping in the dugout. And yes, Pat was concerned. And finally, one day, manager Pat took young Henry aside, and he told the rookie that it was difficult to imagine a grown man as naive as Henry was, but Henry was naive. He was genuinely unaware of the inevitability that the booze that loosened him up for a while would soon finish him in sports. So manager Pat O'Connor actually had to explain all that to Henry. And Henry, grateful for the advice, swore off the tonic for good. Anyway, now Henry knew that he had it in him to become a good baseball player, perhaps even a great one, for surely the liquor was not causing Henry to play well. The scared, uptight, overly anxious rookie simply discovered he didn't have to be scared and uptight. You see, the ball-shy batter, known to the neighborhood children as Chicken Heart, the minor leaguer who thought his career was over at the age of 19, the awkward athlete who seemed destined to anonymity until he began hitting the bottle, got sober and became the Iron Man of the New York Yankees, Henry Lewis, Lou Gehrig. And now you know the rest of the story.